702.
Weekend Breakfast with Rifilwe Mpakanyane.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
It's 9:37, the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. We're in the final stretch of the program, 23 minutes left of the show. And my goodness, what a way to close off the Sunday. What a celebratory and exciting note to end things off on. As promised, we are talking Hoping for a Miracle, a project that brings together the voice of the late legendary Johnny Clegg with multi-award winning South African vocalist Msaki, who we've had on Weekend Breakfast a number of times. So in a way, we've got, many ways, of course, we've got Msaki back in on Weekend Breakfast. It's a unique collaboration, weaving the past into the present, and all courtesy of, I guess, the Clegg family, but of course, singer-songwriter Jesse Clegg, the son of legendary Johnny Clegg, bringing us this really fantastic collaboration, this new track that combines his dad's voice and that of Msaki. He joins us in the studio now to tell us all about the project. And of course, we would be remiss to not talk about everything else that Jesse is doing in music and songwriting. And apparently, I'm told, little birdie tells me, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Good morning, Jesse Clegg. Thanks for coming in the studio.
Thank you. So nice to be back.
Actually, speaking of being back, I feel like this is your home, right?
I do. I'm a frequent visitor. I know where all the coffee stations are in the building.
Yeah, exactly. No, the Clegg family is much loved at 702 and Prime Media. So it's good to have you back. Please tell me about the Hoping for a Miracle project. First of all, what inspired it? And I'll ask you, of course, why Msaki? Mm. Although probably a no-brainer, but go ahead.
I think, you know, me and my father had a very deep relationship, and especially towards the end of his life, we had a very beautiful connection through music. When we got the terrible news that he had been diagnosed with cancer and that our time was limited, I really wanted to connect with him through music, which is something that I hadn't done before that point. And so we went on tour together. We toured the world for his final journey tour, and I ended up executive producing and co-writing with him on his final album.
Yes.
And it gave me a very deep and important understanding for him, as not only as my father but as a musician. Mm. And I got a sense of what his musical tastes were, what his arrangement preferences were. And, you know, there were so many moments where I saw him as a music, a person who lives and breathes music. And I think once when a relative or someone close to you dies, there's this natural inclination for the people around them to celebrate them and to remember them and to fly their flag. And in my dad's case, he just has such an amazing body of work. He had such an impact in South Africa, and he was so beloved that for us to do that, we actually have to do it with everyone who was connected with him.
Yeah.
And so that was the sort of inception of this project. It was really, as a son, I feel a duty to celebrate his music, to bring it to new audiences, to try and reimagine it in ways that maybe were unexpected, or just be as creative and as celebratory with this timeless music as we can. And so that was really the concept, and we wanted to respect his voice and the integrity of his songwriting, but also have something that people hadn't heard before. So it's kind of got this new thing and that nostalgia thing. It's kind of has a foot in both worlds.
So I don't know if I've shared this anecdote before on Weekend Breakfast, but the first time I was in Paris, we were in this tiny little bistro having dinner, and somebody heard our accent and came to our table, asked where we were from, and it was this big group of these big burly French guys. They happened to be members of a union. They were out for dinner, and when we told them we were from South Africa, they said, the usual. Mandela, Nelson Mandela. We said, yes, 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 South Africa. And they said, Johnny Clegg. And they proceeded to like order tons and tons of wine. And then
classic France.
Tons of wine and send them to our table and then sing Nkosi Sikelele of all things. But then sing a whole lot of your father's music, a whole lot of songs as well. And that was just a fantastic sort of, yeah, that was a really fantastic example of how music travels and cements and brings cultures and nations and strangers together, you know. And it sounds incredibly cheesy to say, and then you live it and you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What can you say?
And I think that's the power of music. That's the beauty of music. You know, it cuts through all our differences, cultural, political, racial, whatever it might be, music has the power to cut through that and for us to see each other.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing.
It makes us curious about each other, actually. Yeah. You know, beyond cutting through things, just says, actually, what's happening beyond this,
this facade? And the fact that we can relate to the same piece of art because we've both experienced it, no matter what background we have. That is such a beautiful connection that all humans have.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that process, as you say, of getting to understand your father more as an artist himself, do you imagine that was a sort of awakening or growing up or maturing on your side, which is, you know, fundamentally that not a final step, but when you start to understand one's parents as human beings who are people before you, who remain people as individuals outside of you, the child?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think to my dad's, you know, he was an amazing father and he was a great family man. And he was always very vulnerable with us. So there was never this sense of, you know, he's larger than life and he's untouched. He was very honest and very real with us. And that I really appreciated. And when I started as a musician, as a songwriter, you know, I had success early in my career. And you know, I've been doing this now for, you know, it's my full-time job. But I was very self-conscious of the fact that I wanted to sort of walk my own path and define myself as an artist first. Mm-hmm. And so there was a long period of time where I didn't want to be seen with my dad in public in terms of like if we were doing an event or if I was doing a show. I didn't perform with him for many, many years. You know, I remember when my album went gold, we had a little event and my whole family was there, but my dad wasn't there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was so upset because I was like, Dad, I have to be my own man.
You had to do that for yourself.
Yeah. But when he got diagnosed, it's amazing what that happened. Like, you know, you just have this revelatory moment when suddenly you realize time is really limited. You know, we all feel like we have more time and actually we don't. And I realized that this was something that I needed to grow out of, I needed to move on from, and it would be something that I regretted if I never got the chance to connect with him in that way. And so I'm just so grateful because, you know, when he was diagnosed, they told us he had 6 months and he lived for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we toured together, we made an album together, he wrote his autobiography, he really got some beautiful quality time out of that very difficult period. You know, he brought so much light to that dark moment.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. Jesse, of course, you've spearheaded Hoping for a Miracle and you've roped in the amazingly, insanely talented Msaki as well into this project. Just tell us about working on that and what the production process was like.
Yeah, so the song itself is actually a combination of four of my dad's songs. You know, I didn't want to do just a normal cover. I wanted to do something that actually felt like something new and was a new way of hearing his music. So it's a combination of Dela, Scatterlings of Africa, Cool Crazy Beautiful World, and what's the other one? It's Dela, Cool Crazy, Scatterlings, and
just the classics. Nothing major. Well, let's take a listen to it, and
And the concept was to kind of combine his music in a very interesting way. And it was a beautiful experience because I'd never heard his isolated vocals a lot of the time in these, you know, these old songs. Like these are the old recordings of Jaluka and Savuka. You know, some of these recordings are 30, 40 years old. To hear them completely isolated was so emotional. And then just finding a way to combine them and make these songs work together was a very intense experience. And then Msaki, you know, I've just been a fan of hers for a long time. I think she's an amazing songwriter.
It's hard not to be a fan.
Yeah,
hey?
And she's one of the rare songwriters who is very vulnerable in a very authentic way in the way she writes lyrics. Like I really resonated with how she was just she was incredibly honest and sincere. Like there's a deep sincerity in her music, and I related to that, and I related to that for my dad as well.
Yeah,
you know, my dad wrote, his songs were so autobiographical, they're so honest and so true to who he was. So I didn't actually know him, Saki. I was just a fan. I just phoned her up and I was like, listen, do you want to do this? And she
That's
was
so
like,
cool.
She was like, she was so excited, and she just brought such a beautiful reverence to what this was. You know, she was such a fan and she'd grown up with the music, and for her, it was like, it was such an honor. And I was just so grateful that, you know, often when you collaborate, they can, you know, artists collaborate all the time with other artists, and it can feel sometimes quite impersonal.
Mm.
But this, because it was so special to bring someone in who actually realized and recognized how special this was and brought such focus and such an emotional depth to what we wanted to do. I was just like, man, I knew you through your music. I knew you before I met you.
Yeah.
So it was beautiful. It was a wonderful experience, and we've become very close friends now. So it's a wonderful story of just music bringing people together and just the right people in the right moment.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely gorgeous. Let's take a listen. Jesse Clegg, Msaki, Johnny Clegg, Hoping for a Miracle.
A great heart.
You got to wash with the crocodile in a river. You got to swim with the sharks in the sea. You got to live. See, I've been
9:51 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. We are in the music corner with Jesse Clegg. What we've just heard is a beautiful, fantastic reimagining of four Johnny Clegg songs.
So I've got it now. It's Dela, Great Heart, Cool Crazy, and Scatterlings.
Of course. And of course, you heard the voice of the amazing Psyche as well on that track. And that little pause, that 1 second pause that you heard at the end of the song and me talking was because Jesse is incredibly chatty, distracted me, and we're discussing industry stuff behind the scenes.
Talking shop.
Talking
Sunday
shop.
Sunday morning shop talk.
Yeah, but a real banger. Just a fantastic song that you've put together there,
Thank
Jesse.
You.
And I love the passion with which you approach music, talking and understanding the industry, but most importantly, preserving your father's legacy. Bradarius, you'll let me know if you've got the voice note ready. But here's a message that's come through with regards to our conversation, of course, your project, Hoping for a Miracle. Let's take a listen.
I was fortunately to watch your father while he was still at Sipum Tono at Wits University. And this was in the hall of Wits. And he would explain everything, even how he get to the stage of knowing how to speak Zulu, how he visited hostel, and so forth. JC, what I'm trying to say, your father was not white. He was not either black, but he was a South African. And I respected him for that. It's Nimrod here. Good morning.
Good morning, Nimrod. Mm. What do you say to that message?
Man, that's so beautiful. Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. I love that what you said, he's not white, he's not black, he's South African. Mm. And I think that would be my father would be very proud with that descriptor. And it's funny, you know, a few weeks ago, we actually, I played at the 100-year anniversary of Wits University.
Yes.
And I was a Witsie, my dad lectured at Wits for 10 years, and my parents met at Wits.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did the 100-year anniversary, and it was a big festival, and I played my songs, and I sang some of my dad's songs. It was just this beautiful celebration. Very special kind of full circle moment.
Mm, absolutely.
And it felt like a homecoming. So to hear that you saw him at Wits is a very special place, and it must have been amazing. I wish I was there. Well, I probably wasn't born yet.
You probably weren't born then. But Jesse, your own music and your own approach to songwriting and performances. You mentioned how initially, as you started out in your career, you definitely wanted to be your own person, stand in your own right. Just give us a sense of how you've sort of matured along your own, your musical journey. We're going to play Waiting on the Outcome, your latest solo single. But how have you matured and grown sort of in your approach to the music business, but the creative aspect of your career as well?
Mm. Well, I think, you know, I think I've found my voice. I've found my sort of artistic identity, and I've been very fortunate that my audience and my fans have come along with me on this long winding journey that I've been on. My latest album, my latest project is this song is one of the singles of my new album, which I've been recording in Los Angeles for the last 2.5 years. Which COVID has made very complicated, but but it's been a wonderful experience. And this song I actually wrote about the passing of my father, and it's a very personal song to me. It's a song about losing someone. It's a song about family, and that scary feeling that you have when you at the precipice of a very deep change in your life, and you don't know what the future holds, and you kind of still standing. Looking back and hoping that you can bring something with you. Mm-hmm. So for anyone who's experienced loss or that feeling, that's what this song is really about. It's called Waiting on the Outcome.
Let's take a listen. Waiting on the Outcome. Jesse Clegg.
Thought I knew what was good for me. I was afraid. fool, I was lost at sea. Million miles away from myself, yet somehow trapped inside. The feeling that a world without you is a world I don't recognize. And all these footsteps that I walked with you, will we make it through? Will we make it through? Do I get to keep keeping you? And all these miles I wanna walk with you. Will we make it through? Do I get to keep keeping you? I'm so lost, just waiting on the outcome. If I could choose how the story went, one day soaring over all of it, then you're holding on by your fingertips.
I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready yet.
Absolutely beautiful and evocative. That's Jesse Clegg and his latest single, Waiting on the Outcome. Jesse, where can we see you? Of course, you're going to be touring like crazy for this album. Yeah?
There's a very large tour on the cards for this December. I'm going to be all over the country from the sort of 15th of December until the 10th of January. And I start in the Eastern Cape in East London. Mm-hmm. And then we head through to Cape Town and the Western Cape. We go to the Garden Route. So literally from the 15th of December, I'm pretty much playing every single night until the beginning of Jan.
Lovely.
So if you're going to be anywhere on the coast, come and see us. We'll probably be in your town. And you can find all my dates on jessyclegg.com. It's going to be an epic one because it's the first one back from COVID. So I'm just so excited to be back on the road again. It's about 20 shows around the country. So I hope to see you guys up there.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Jesse Clegg, it's been an absolute pleasure hanging out with you. Don't forget to sign up on the newsletter when you head up at jessyclegg.com. And that's it.